Hello.
Hey, how you doing? My name is Steve, and I am from New York Opinion Research. Today we are talking to people in your area about local issues. Your opinions are needed. This survey is quick and confidential, and I assure you this is not a sales call. Is that something you can help us out by answering a couple questions for the survey?
Sure.
All right, thank you. May I ask, what is your zip code?
11756.
Thank you. And are you registered to vote in the state of New York, or like many people, are you not registered?
I am registered.
Thank you. Do you think yourself as a male, female, or something else?
Male.
Oh, okay, thank you. And what is the year of your birth?
52.
52. Thank you. And let me ask you, are you of Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
No.
Okay. And what is your race? White, black, or African-American? American Indian, Asian, Pacific, Islander, Middle Eastern?
White.
Thank you, sir. Let's see. What is the highest level school you have completed or the highest degree you have received?
PhD.
Okay. That's nice. Let's see. For whom did you vote in the 2020 general election for president, or were you not able to vote? Joe Biden.
I voted, but it's nobody's business.
No worries, no worries. Let's see. And, okay, that's private, that's good. And as you may know, there will be an election for president, U.S. Congress, and other states and local offices this November. How likely are you to vote in the upcoming November 2024 elections? Are you almost certain to vote? Will probably
positive.
Vote? I'm sorry?
100% positive.
Oh, okay. Thank you. How motivated are you to vote in the November 2024 elections on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you are not motivated and 10 means you're extremely motivated?
10.
Thank you. How much power do you feel your vote has to create a change in your community? Please rate the amount of power you feel your vote has on a scale from 0 to 10. Where
5.
Thank you. Please rate how much you agree or disagree with the following statement, regardless of how, so the statement reads, regardless of how I may feel about the candidates or issues on the ballot, it is my duty to vote this year. Do you strongly agree, somewhat agree, neither agree or disagree, somewhat disagree, or strongly agree?
Strongly agree.
Thank you. Regardless of how enthusiastic you are about voting, how much do each of the following matters to you this year? For each of the following, please indicate if it matters a lot, matters somewhat, does not matter much, or it does not matter at all. So with this one, first statement reads, the presidential election between Donald Trump and Kamala Harris, does that matter a lot, matters somewhat?
A lot.
Okay, thank you. So next one is protecting reproductive rights, including birth control and IVF. Does that matter a lot? Matters somewhat?
Yes, matters a lot.
Oh, okay. Election of Congress, House of Representatives, and the Senate. Does that matter a lot? Matters somewhat? Does not matter.
Matters a lot.
Oh, okay. Protecting gender equality. Does that matters a lot? Matters somewhat? Does not matter much?
Matters somewhat.
Oh, okay. Thank you. I know that people get busy when it is time to vote. How likely are you to vote on the following candidates or issues for each of the following? Would you say the first one reads the presidential election between Donald Trump and Kamala Harris? Nothing will stop me to vote. I want to vote and will probably. If it's convenient, I will vote. I doubt I will vote. No chance I will vote.
Nothing will stop me.
Thank you. Second one, protecting reproductive rights, including birth controls, pills, and IVF. So
nothing will stop me.
Oh, thank you. Next one, election of Congress, House of Representatives, or the Senate.
Nothing will stop me.
Thank you. Protecting gender equality.
What was the second one down?
I want to vote and probably will.
Yeah, that one.
Oh, thank you. I know it's a long way off, but if the November 2024 elections for presidential were held today, would you vote for Democratic Kamala Harris, Republican Donald Trump, third party candidate Robert F. Kennedy Jr.?
Republican.
Okay, thank you. If the 2024 election for Congress was held today, for whom would you vote? The Democratic candidate, the Republican candidate, the third party independent candidate?
Republican.
Thank you. Next one, if you knew that protecting LGBTQ rights was on the ballot this November, how much more motivated would you be to vote in the 2024 elections? Are you much more motivated? Somewhat more motivated? No chance? Somewhat less motivated? Much less motivated? Will not vote?
Somewhat motivated.
Okay. Somewhat more motivated? Somewhat less motivated?
Somewhat motivated.
Oh, okay. Thank you. And how much, if anything, have you heard of about proposition number one, a constitutional amendment on the ballot to protect the rights of New Yorkers? Have you heard of proposition number one? A lot?
No.
Not much? Nothing at all?
Nope. Nothing at all.
Oh, okay. So here's the text for proposition number one, the amendment that might appear in the ballot in the New York in November. So adds certain protection to the state bill of rights. So this one, what it reads is it adds anti-discrimination provision to state constitution, covers ethnicity, national origin, age, disability, and sex, including sexual orientation, gender identity, and pregnancy. Also covers reproductive health care and autonomy. If a yes vote puts this protection against discrimination in the New York State Constitution, a no vote leaves these protections out of the state constitution. If the elections were held today, will you vote yes or no on this amendment, or are you undecided or would not vote?
Yes.
Thank you. Based on what we have read to you on this amendment, do you think this amendment would, first option, put LGBTQ protections into the state constitution? Second option, strengthen voting rights protections. Next option, puts protection for abortion into the state constitution. Next option, prohibited housing discrimination. Next one, give voting rights to immigrants. Next one, provide protection on the basis of gender. Next one, prevents discrimination based on age. And next one, remove parents' rights over their children's medical decisions. Next one, strengthened protections for New Yorkers with disabilities. Which one do you think it will most likely will do for this amendment?
Third one down.
Puts protection for abortion into the state constitution?
Yes.
Thank you. Thank you. Now knowing that this amendment will put protections for abortion into the state constitution, will you definitely vote yes, probably vote yes, probably vote no, or definitely vote no in this amendment, or are you undecided?
Vote yes.
Definitely vote yes?
Yes.
Thank you. Compared to voting for president or Congress, are you more motivated or less motivated to vote on proposition number one, which is an amendment that will protect abortion rights, and is that somewhat or much more or less motivated?
Much more.
Much more. Thank you. So I'm going to read you a series of statements for each one. Please tell me how much you agree on the scale from 0 to 10. When 0 means you strongly disagree and 10 means you strongly agree. So it's from 0 to 10. The first statement reads, everyone, regardless of gender or sexuality, should have the freedom to marry who they choose.
10.
Okay. It is important to protect trans youth and protect access to gender-affirming care.
10.
Thank you. Next one, the government should not be able to discriminate against anyone.
10.
Okay. Everyone deserves the chance to thrive, no matter their cultural background or place of birth.
Illegal immigrants. That's a terrible question. Put 5.
Okay, thank you. Remember, this is you decide whatever you want, sir. That's you. It's your decision.
Yeah.
Defending our personal freedoms, including the right to get abortion from political attacks, is a top priority.
Defend.
Okay. Everyone deserves to have equal rights, regardless of who they are or where they come from.
5.
Thank you. We need to focus on helping New Yorkers before giving handouts to immigrants.
10.
Thank you. It is more important to do things for all New Yorkers rather than singling out some groups.
10.
Thank you. Children should not have access to medical procedures related to changing their gender without their parents' consent.
10.
Okay, thank you. Here's a short statement from Preposition about Preposition number 1. So the New York State's Equal Rights Amendment is an amendment to New Yorkers' state constitution that closes loopholes and protects against the attacks we are seeing across the country. At the moment in time when we are seeing state governments and courts walk rights backward, this proposal solidifies protection within our state constitution. This amendment will add a layer of protection for New Yorkers, explicitly prohibiting discrimination based on a person's ethnicity, national origin, age, disability, and sex, including their sexual orientation, gender identity, gender expression, pregnancy and pregnancy outcomes, reproductive health care, and autonomy. Hearing this, if the elections were held today, will you vote yes or no on this amendment, or are you undecided, or will you not vote?
Yes.
Thank you. Let's see. Over the course of survey, sometimes things change. It's okay if your answer did not change, but once again, as you may know, there will be an election for president, U.S. Congress, and other states and local offices this November. How likely are you to vote in the upcoming November 2024 elections? Are you almost certain to vote?
Almost certain.
Oh, thank you. Now, which of the following statements will you find more convincing? Even if neither is exactly right, and if that much more convincing or somewhat more convincing. So there's two statements. I will read statement letter A. It reads, this amendment is trying to sneak dangerous things into our Constitution. It will strip parents of their rights to make decisions for their children and allow kids to get permanent sex change operations without their parents' consent. This amendment also has a special protection based on national origin, which will make it easier for illegal immigrants to get handouts. So statement B, this next one, reads, these claims are false and just not credible. In New York, parental consent is required for minors to receive gender-affirming care, and this amendment does not change that. The protection is the amendment have nothing to do with our country's asylum or immigration laws. They are simply about closing loopholes in the state constitution to make sure that all people are protected against discrimination from the government, no matter their race or ethnicity. So from both statements, statement A is much more convincing, statement B somewhat more convincing, statement B somewhat more, or statement B is much more, or you don't know?
Statement B is much more.
Okay. Thank you. So I'm going to read you some things that some people have said about motivating reasons to vote in favor of proposition one. Number one, for each one, please rate the statements on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means you think is extremely motivating reason. A reason to vote in favor of proposition number one. 5 means it makes you think that this is somewhat motivating, and 10 and 0 means that you do not think it's motivating at all. You may use any numbers between 0 to 10. So the first one is since Roe v. Wade was overturned, abortion has been under attack from anti-abortion extremists across the country. Right here in New York, there have been 74 bills in the last few years trying to resist abortion access in the state. Now more than ever, New Yorkers should do everything we can to protect the rights to abortion in our state, so we don't leave it up to the whims of out of touch politicians who could easily roll back our abortion rights in the future. Protecting the rights to abortion in New York's Constitution is the permanent layer of protecting that's needed to stop that from helping. How convincing do you think this is? I think it's
ten.
Thank you. Next one. Extremist politicians have drafted a plan to enact nationwide policies if they come into power in the elections, which will impose their white nationalist agenda on our state. They want to make it harder to get abortion, threatening the legality of same-sex marriage, discriminate against trans people, and eliminate equality and civil rights in initiatives. It is vital that we protect the rights in New York, protects the status quo, no matter what happens in November. How motivated are you with this one?
10.
Thank you. And next one. The government is supposed to work for the people, not discriminate against its citizens. By putting this protection directly into our state constitution, we are holding all elected politicians accountable to the standard of equal protections for all. Here in New York, there is no room for elected leaders and government officials using their position of power to take advantage of and discriminate against New Yorkers.
10.
Thank you. And now now more than ever, New Yorkers should do everything we can to protect the rights to abortion in our state, so we don't leave our abortion rights up to the whims of out-of-touch politicians who could easily roll them back in the future. In fact, 74 anti-abortion bills have been introduced into New York in the last 5 legislative sessions alone. Protecting the rights to abortion is our state constitution, is the permanent layer of protection. We need to stop these bills from passing.
10.
Thank you. Let's see. Sometimes over the course of survey, things change. It's okay if they did not, but once again, here's the text from proposition number one, an amendment that might appear in the ballot in the New York November. So it adds certain protection to the Bill of Rights, adds anti-discrimination provision to state constitution, covers ethnicity, national origin, age, disability, and sex, including sexual orientation, gender identity, and pregnancy, also covers reproductive health care and autonomy. A yes vote will put protection against discrimination in the New York state constitution. A no vote leaves this protection out of the state constitution. If the elections were held today, will you vote yes on this amendment, or are you undecided, or will you vote, or will you not vote?
Voting yes.
Okay, thank you. After reading this, all this information, and are you more or less likely to go vote in the November 2024 elections for president, Congress, state, and local offices? And that is much more likely, or somewhat likely?
More likely.
Okay. How motivated are you to vote in the November 2024 election on a scale from 0 to 10?
And we've already covered these questions, and now you're repeating it, So I am getting off the phone. So on a survey, you don't repeat the questions.
No, that is true. I just have the last three questions, and we finished with them.
Okay.
Sorry. Then I won't be repeating anymore. Do you consider yourself, one, heterosexual, straight, two, lesbian or gay, three, bisexual, or four, something else?
Heterosexual.
Thank you. Are you married, unmarried, living with
married.
A... Married. Thank you. And are you the parent of a guardian or of any children under age 18?
No.
In politics today, do you consider yourself Republican, Democrat, or Independent?
Independent.
Thank you. Do you lean more towards the Republican Party, the Democratic Party, or neither?
Republican.
Thank you. How will you describe the your employment status? Full time, part time, temporary, laid off, unemployed, retired, permanently disabled.
Retired.
Retired. Thank you. And last year in the 2023, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? Your best estimate is fine?
$500,000.
Okay. Once again, sir, I would like to thank you, and I do apologize. I know that you did mention that some of them were repeated. That is true.
Thank God. Anyway, you have a good evening, and good luck with future surveys.
I appreciate your surveys. Thank you, sir.
Okay, take care.
Bye.